Despite some poor economic news earlier in the week, the latest employment report provides some reinforcing evidence that the economy is relatively strong and continues to grow. The current population survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the household survey, reported the unemployment rate was 7.9% in January. However, because of revised estimates on the size of the population, the Bureau of Labor Statistics did not publish the change in the unemployment rate from the previous month when it was 7.8%. A year ago, it was 8.3%. Obviously, January's 7.9% unemployment rate was incrementally higher, which is often characterized as essentially unchanged, than December's rate. Nor did BLS publish changes in the unemployment rate's composite components due to those updated population estimates. But we will, simply for the point of comparison, although it may not be precisely and statistically correct to do so. The labor force was larger in January than December by 143,000, and so was the number of employed persons that was slightly higher in January by 17,000. And there were also 126,000 more unemployed persons. The number of people not in the workforce was 169,000 higher in January than in December. The numbers from the Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, were also re-benchmarked with this month's employment report. Top-line results, the total number of jobs was up 157,000 in January, which was not as good as December's gain of 196,000. The number of jobs in the private goods-producing sector was up by 36,000 in January, which was off from December's growth of 44,000 jobs. The construction sector continued to build up number of jobs, with a 28,000 job increase in January on top of a 30,000 gain in December. But manufacturers dialed back their hiring activities with only a 4,000 job increase in January after adding 8,000 in December. Mining and logging continued to move in the same direction, but slowing with a 8,000 job increase in January after growth of 6,000 in December. The private service providing sector's performance in January was, well, okay. It grew by 130,000 jobs last month after adding 158,000 in December, but 213,000 in November. A year ago, in January 2012, it added 250,000 jobs. The retail trade sector rang up almost 33,000 more jobs in January after adding a little over 11,000 in December. The professional and business services sector added 25,000 new jobs in January, which was a nice improvement from December's growth of only 2,000, but still a disappointment from November's growth of 55,000 jobs. Computer systems design and related services added 4,600 positions in January. Management and technical consulting services, which is about 30% smaller in terms of the number of jobs, added 11,500 jobs. The education and health services sector added a total of 25,000 jobs in January as well, with the highly seasonal educational services subsector contracting by 2,000 jobs. Therefore, the sector's health care and social assistance portion grew by almost 28,000 jobs. Home health care services increased by 1,300 jobs in January, which was not as robust as the 9,000 job gain it experienced in December. The party continued at a steady pace in the leisure and hospitality sector that grew by 23,000 jobs in January, which was off the pace of 33,000 it added in December. And the total number of government jobs shrank by 9,000 last month. In January, the federal government contracted by 5,000 jobs, state government added 2,000 jobs, and local government was down 6,000. The annual BLS revisions really changed the recent trend for temporary help services. For example, December 2012 was initially reported last month as a 600 job decrease is now a 9,100 job increase. But in January, there was a 8,100 job decline from December, which was a monthly decrease of 0.3%. This means there were 2,557,900 temporary help services jobs in January. Year on year, temporary help is up 5.5%. Temporary help market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was 1.90% in January, down slightly from December's value of 1.91%. Obviously, growth is slowing as the sector approaches its historic peak. In January 2013, it was off less than 100,000 from its peak of May 2006. However, temporary help services market share peak was several years earlier in April 2000 when it was 2.03%. By now, the news of the 0.1% decline in fourth quarter GDP is old news, but we feel it's important to point out several things. First, it is an advance estimate and is based upon preliminary and incomplete data. When the second estimate is published at the end of the month, we should get a better picture. 2, much of the decline is attributed to reductions in defense spending and also a downturn in what is labeled as private inventories investments, companies not restocking goods, which was driven largely in part by the impasse in Washington. So blaming politicians for the fourth quarter GDP economic decline is not entirely wrong. Actually, it's probably more right than wrong. Also, the severe weather played a part in reducing the amount of economic activity for the quarter. And third, most other economic developments, employment, consumer spending, and business investments remain positive for further economic growth. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.